This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers are getting ready for Sunday's road matchup against the Broncos in Denver. The Broncos enter the matchup with 10 straight wins. The Packers, they'll be challenged by the high-powered Denver defense, too. While their offensive line has been better of late, Matt LaFleur says they'll be challenged.
Vance does a hell of a job putting his guys in position, and they're just not a weak link out there. When you look at their front, their backers, their back end, I mean, the sack numbers are pretty crazy.
Broncos enter the matchup ranked number one in the NFL in sacks with 55. How impressive is that number? Well, consider this. The Packers have been a pretty solid defense themselves with a solid pass rush, and their season sack total stands at 33. I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
As the regular season enters the final 4 weeks, New England's Drake May and the Rams' Matthew Stafford are considered frontrunners for the NFL MVP. After that, Josh Allen, former Badger Jonathan Taylor could be in the mix. And some feel Packers quarterback Jordan Love is playing at a high enough level to be mentioned in that group as well.
He's playing really good football right now. That's obviously important. It's going to be important moving forward because we got a hell of a test. His defense, they're for real.
That's Matt LaFleur, and I'm Bill Scott. I'll have more from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.